Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Like other harvest-based roadside markets, this coming Halloween weekend will be a big one for Just Piddling Farm. Chip Willingham says they're located in the corner of Simpson, Logan, and Warren counties. He feels their operation is a community asset for all to enjoy.
And I think that's the thing that people really like about Just Piddling Farm is that when they come out, not only do we have pumpkins for them to pick, but we try to take them on hay rides. We've got the corn maze. We've got the bakery. We've got an area for the kids to play with what we call the trike track, the tube slide, the swing set. So a lot of fun things for the kids to do.
Harvest decorations around the home are as popular as ever, and sales are still good even this late in the season. Good, too, from his perspective, are those family memories that a farm visit can provide.
What I like about it is that it gives a lot of families the opportunity to visit an actual working farm that they may not have the opportunity to visit at other times. It does provide a good income, but as much as anything for us, it's a way for us to provide something nice for the community. And we have a lot of church groups and school groups and things like that to come out and visit.
He says his whole family pitches in to make those farm visits enjoyable. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Just Piddling Farm's owner-operator Chip Willingham says the roadside pumpkin patch part of their farm was in large part the idea of his 17-year-old daughter, Sydney, about 10 years ago. So they let her pitch in.
Mainly doing those fun jobs like pulling weeds. And she did help with customers. And, you know, at that age, kids are always cute whenever they're trying to help grown-ups pick out their pumpkins.
Her role has expanded over the years.
She helps out in the kitchen mainly. Cash register. So she is very important. She's done a great job. She's been a great help.
And younger sister, 10-year-old Kendall, is pitching in these days too.
We've told her for the last several years her job, she's in charge of customer entertainment because a lot of times when other families come and bring their kids, Kendall is often playing in the corn pit with them or going through the straw maze or showing them around. So she's just been great at making people and younger kids feel welcome.
Check out a roadside market near you online at kyfb.com/markets. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.